यमुना तीरा बन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर सत श्री श्रीमद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासिदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम द कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। श्री शुक उवाच न चेदि हैवा पचितिम यथा हंस कृतस्य कुर्यान् मन उक्त पाणि भी ध्रुवं स वै प्रेत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तितामे भवतस् तिग्मयात्ना। श्री शुक उवाच न चेदि हैवा पचितिं यथां हस कृतस्य कुर्यान् मन उक्त पाणि भी ध्रुवं स वै प्रेत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तितामे भवतस्तिग्मयातना। शीशुक उवाच न चेदि हैवा पचितिं यथां हस कृतस्य कुर्यान् मन उक्त पाणि भी ध्रुवम स वै प्रेत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तिता मे भवतस्तिग्मयातना। श्रीशुक उवाच न चेदि हैवापचितिं यथांहसः कृतस्य कुर्यान् मन उक्तपाणिभिः। ध्रुवं स वै प्रेत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तिता मे भवतस्तिग्मयातना। माताजी न चेदि हैवापचितिं यथांहस कुतस्य कुर्यान् मन उक्तपाणिभिः। ध्रुवं स वै प्रेत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तिता मे भवतस्तिग्मयातना। सो वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। श्री शुक उवाच शिल सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड न नॉट चेत इफ इह विद इन दिस लाइफ एव सटनली अपचितिम काउंटरैक्शन अटोनमेंट काउंटरैक्शन और अटोनमेंट यथा ड्यूली अमहसः कृतस्य। व्हेन वन हैज परफॉर्म्ड सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज कुर्यात् परफॉर्म्स मनः विद इन द माइंड उक्त वर्ड्स पाणिभि एंड विद द सेंसेस ध्रुवम अनडाउटेडली सह दैट पर्सन वै इंडीड प्रेत्य आफ्टर डेथ नरकान डिफरेंट वैरायटीज ऑफ हेलिस कंडीशंस उपयति अटेन्स ये विच कीर्तिता वर ऑलरेडी डिस्क्राइब्ड मी बाय मी भवतः अंटू यू तिग्मयातना इन विच देर इज वेरी टेरिबल सफरिंग। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन Sukadeva Goswami replied, My dear king, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life with his mind, words and body are not counteracted through proper attainment according to the description of the Manu Samhita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering as I have previously described to you. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that although Maharaj Parikshit was a pure devotee, Sukadeva Goswami did not immediately speak to him about the strength of devotional service as stated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 14 text 26 mamachayo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunana samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Devotional service is so strong that if one fully surrenders to Krishna and takes fully to his devotional service, the reactions of his sinful life immediately stop. Elsewhere in the Gita 18.66, Lord Krishna urges that one give up all other duties and surrender to him, and he promises, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I shall free you from all sinful reactions and give you liberation. Therefore, in response to the inquiries of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, his guru, could have immediately explained the principle of bhakti but to test Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence. He first describes atonement according to the Karma Kanda, the path of fruitive activities. For Karma Kanda, there are 80 authorized scriptures, such as Manusamhita, which are known as Dharma Shastras. In these scriptures, one is advised to counteract his sinful acts by performing other types of fruitive action. This was the path first recommended by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, and actually, it is a fact that one who does not take the devotional service must follow the decision of the scriptures by performing pious acts to counteract his impious acts. This is known as atonement. Text 8, translation. Therefore, before one's next death comes, as long as one's body is strong enough, one should quickly adopt the process of atonement. According to Shastra, otherwise one's time will be lost and the reaction of his sinful sins will increase. As an expert physician diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity, one should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sin. Purport. Dharma Shastras like the Manusamhita prescribe that a man who has committed murder should be hanged and his own life sacrificed in atonement. Previously, this system was followed all over the world. But since people are becoming atheists, they are stopping capital punishment. This is not wise. Herein it is said that a physician who knows how to diagnose a disease prescribes medicine accordingly. If the disease is very serious, the medicine must be strong. The weight of a murderer's sin is very great. And therefore, according to Manusamhita, a murderer must be killed. By killing murderer, the government shows mercy to him, because if a murderer is not killed in this life, he will be killed and forced to suffer many times in future lives. Since people do not know about the next life and the intricate working of nature, they manufacture their own laws. But they should properly consult the established injunctions of the Shastras and act accordingly. In India, even today, the Hindu community often takes advice from expert scholars regarding how to counteract sinful activities. In Christianity also, there is a process of confession and atonement. Therefore, atonement is required and atonement must be undergone according to the gravity of one's sinful acts. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरूपेश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो विल टेक ब्लेसिंग ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल डिवोटीज हियर सो दैट वी कैन स्पीक अबाउट दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ Sukadeva Goswami replying to the questions of Maharaj Parikshit, and then what is the way out for the living entities from the so that they can be saved from entering to the hellish conditions of life or hellish hell. In response to this, he gives answer to atonement. So in this, we'll also protect ourselves from reading and hearing and learning from this discussion. So how and why we should always follow these principles in our life, which will be beneficial and inducted or given in the Shastras for all humanities and all people for all times. So in the end of the fifth canto, after the description of hellish planets, the Parikshit Maharaj, when asked the question, the sixth canto begins. And he asked the question, how we can, he first summarizes what all he has heard in the second canto, third canto, about the various paths of liberations. And he summarizes that in a couple of shlokas, and then eventually asks how these people can be saved from going there. In response to this, now Sukadeva Goswami has given first answer to him, and Prabhupada says why he has given this answer. Because he says it is a duty of a good teacher to always test a disciple occasionally. That's how the educational system is. Teacher comes, teaches, and sometimes there is test, sometimes OIVA, sometimes written test, sometimes annual, sometimes in midway, and sometimes there is surprise test also. So this is kind of surprise test for the Parikshit Maharaj given by Sukadeva Goswami, that how you pass this test. Okay, so one thing is, so whatever I have said so far in last 2-3 days, you remember all that. That's great. So you have very good intellectual power. Or the other end, but do you have the capacity to understand what its imports are? So one thing is understanding the what is content is given and reproducing it as it is. But the second is understanding is for realization and trying to apply it in your life. So he is testing in different way. That now you have said you remember everything. Do you know the application of and what value is holds? And how you are going to apply in your life when you have very short span of life in yourself. So these are the surprise tests given by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. And the next verse we'll immediately know how with the flying ways he has passed this test, which is put forward to by the Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. So in Gita, Lord says that nahi kaschit shanam api jatu tishtatya akarma krit. Karyate hi avashya karma sarvai prakriti jair gune. Nobody can sit idle even for one moment without performing any activity. So we know now Gayatri starts with bhur bhuvasva. So there are mainly it is divided into three parts: the earthly planets, heavenly planets, and subterranean planets or bhuswargas. The above planets are Swargaloka, where the Indra and other demigods and other people decide according to their karma and they enjoy or come back. And beyond that, those who have even higher credits than them, they go beyond that. And they sometimes leave with the Brahma also, and after completion of the end of the Brahma's life, they enter into the Vaikuntha Loka along with the Brahma. So these are arrangement by the Lord above planetary system. In heavenly planet they enjoy, antariksh they enjoy, and there are bhuswargas also. So heavenly swarga, swarga loka directly they enjoying, and there bhuswarga, they enjoy in the bhuswarga also. And below patala, this is called bilaswarga. There also people enjoy various kind of facilities. There is no suffering there involved. Only the fear of ananta coming and destroying everything. Chakra, coming and destroying everything at once. So all the places are meant for the enjoyment, and very small portion of this is meant for the suffering of the living entity. All the places are for enjoyment called swargas, either bila swarga or bhuswarga or swarga actual. And there is a very small tiny spark of the creation of the Lord which are meant for the people to suffer or transformation or go what they have caused or get the results of their actions. But there's in between there is a land which is called Karmabhugi, Karmabhumi. So Shesh, Punyabhumi and Bhogabhumi, and this also Karmabhumi. This is earth is Karmabhumi. Only place where you can create your actions or action which will create the reactions of your action. The place is this Bhuloka, where we are now currently residing. So in this place, not all living among those who have taken the birth on this planet also, or this Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, not all of them are entitled to perform karma and will receive the reactions of their karma. Only humans. Among 84 lakh species, only humans are destined to have karma or reaction for their actions. So very few selected living entities who gradually evolve and come to this stage where they can decide where they can go. It is like a platform where all the places trains can go. And you can change your train either to Swarga, Naraka or beyond this world, never to come back again to this material world. All these facilities are created and provided for human beings. So here, even the living entities, among them, humans can have actions which may be divided into three categories. So these humans, when perform, they sometime it is karma or sakarma, which lead to one of these heavenly planets. The kind of degree and amount they perform, they lead to various degrees for enjoyments. Second is akarma, which is purely a devotional activity dedicated to the Lord. Because of this, the human beings who are performing any activity, they are not entitled to getting any reactions. So we'll talk about this later. The third is vikarma. All this entanglement starts and happens in our life. People get trapped just because of performance of this vikarma. So karma is, or karma kandiya activity is, following shastra, which Prabhupada mentions 80 type of shastras are there. One of them is Manu Samhita and other shastras. So whatever mentions there, do's and don'ts, if you follow properly, then you will lead to heavenly planets or swargas. And whatever injunctions are there or restrictions are given or prohibitions are given, if you perform against it or try to perform that activity or go, your actions are against the injunctions of the scriptures, that lead to a sinful life or hellish condition, or you are entitled to be punishment in the future. So going before going ahead, so this karma is not always, reactions are always sedentary or one way. It is always dynamic and changing. How it is, like there is description given, when in a Krita Yuga, Sati Yuga, somebody performs a very good pious activity, let's say he is performing Ashwamedh Yajna, and there is small flaw, because of this, he is not entitled to receive the results, although he has performed 99% perfectly, but small flaw, and he is not entitled to get any results of his actions. Lifetime of charity, but some mistakes, he gets punishment, like a King Nahusha and others. So in Sati Yuga, until unless you complete the task of perform pious activity, you are not entitled to get any results. But sin, even the thought comes in your mind to steal somebody else's property, take it, usurp it, or look lustily towards other women, disrespect them somehow or other, respect them, respectable personalities. Even the thought of coming this kind of activities in the mind in Sati Yuga, you are entitled for the punishment. So this is the arrangement in Sati Yuga. But Kali Yuga, it is reverse. Until and unless you perform the sinful activity, you will not get any result. You are not entitled. Even though you plan it, let's say you have enmity towards somebody and you want to kill the person, you hire some goon and give him money also, he is ready to kill. Suddenly your mind changes and you said, you take money, I don't want, and don't kill the person. You are not entitled for punishment. The same time, if this some spiritual thought, some dharmic thought comes in your mind, you just happen to be there. You are passing by a temple where the kirtan is going, you appreciate it. You feel like these deities are very beautiful. देसी वुड इज़ आर वेरी नाइस. इफ़ आई कुड हैड मनी, इफ़ आई अलाउड, आई कैन गो एंड ऑफर फ्लावर. यू ऑलरेडी गॉट द बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑफरिंग द फ्लावर एंड यू आर सिटिंग एट वन प्लेस. द वुड इज़ आर गोइंग आउट फॉर द धाम यात्रा एंड यू हैव नो इंटेंशन टू गो, बट सडनली लुकिंग देयर हैप्पी फेसेज एंड यू फील लाइक ओ इफ आई कुड गो टू द धाम आई कुड बी विद देम. सो यू ऑल्सो ऑलरेडी गॉट द बेनिफिट ऑफ विजिटिंग दैट होली धाम. सो दिस opportunity is given in this Kali Yuga, this arrangement is there, so that because of this, least qualified people can get maximum benefit. These are the arrangement, but still the environment is so disturbed that we are not able to perform, even take advantage of this facility which are given to every human being. But instead we do opposite. Instead of cutting our knot in this world, we are just getting more and more trapped by our activity, performing such activity which traps us more and more, getting entangled in this world. So one shloka in the Shastra mentions how, and this is also evident in the text number 7. So we perform the activities in three ways, pious or sinful. So especially we are talking now sinful. So we perform the activities which entangled us in this world by body. So sometimes we perform thievery or theft, commit violence towards other living entity physically, or have illicit affair, illicit sex, or do some other activity on the physical level basically. So any activity performed which leads to the sinful reactions from the body, the first. Second, sometimes it is performed, sinful activity is performed with the help of words. So mind, words and body. So second is words. It may be sometimes in the form of harsh speech towards other entity, sometime speaking a lie, sometime speaking ill about the other person. In simple words, it can backbiting. In Hindi, you can say chugli karna. So this kind of word you use. And that shloka mentions talking without reason and purpose is also sinful. The human form is very rare to get it. Labdhva sudurlavam. In this lifetime, if you spend your time just talking without reason or without a purpose, let's say just like in this, our Acharya mentioned it, the Gramme Katha. This is also sinful. You are entitled for it and you will be punished. And Prabhupada, one purport mentions that everyone is talking, everyone is questioning, and somebody is answering. So just like birds, as soon as they wake up, they start asking, where is food, where is food, where is food, where is food. Similarly, if we also behave like them, we are no different than them, then we lost the purpose of being an human. And the third way, first we spoke about the body, second is word, third is mind. To think of taking away others' things, means even the planning if you are making in your mind also, to harm someone, take somebody's belongings, that's also a sinful. Thinking ill of others, going or planning or helping somebody mentally, giving your opinions, that is also sinful. And the last stage is material attachment. If you have developed material attachment in your mind, in your heart, it will keep you here in this world, because this atonement, when the next verses, the Sukadev Parikshit Maharaj will speak up and he will say, this atonement will destroy the externals, but the seed will always be there, and because of that people will keep performing these sinful activities. What about that? So this material attachment in the form of seed always remain, although we perform the atonement. So there was a few days back, one devotee says, there was one person who was a very elderly person, a businessman who was supposed to about to die. That time he calls his wife, where are you? And she says, don't worry, I am here, I will take care of everything. And then he calls his elder son, he comes, don't worry father, I am here, we'll take care of family, you go, you don't be disturbed, you take Lord's name. He advises him, he calls his middle son, He called his youngest son. He also comes and consoles him. They thought that he is fearful. But this person says, if everyone is here, who is looking at the shop, who is doing the business? So although person is about to die, but he is still materially attached to his shop, what is happening there? He is not considered or concerned where he is going and what will happen to him. So material attachment are so strong. Similarly, when the real incident, there is court case comes up in the court. One person was dying, and deathbed, he just indicates one of his sons about the lemon. Eventually, after doing certain things, they understood he is asking for lemon. So some people bring lemon, some brought the lemon juice and other things. He just kept on saying lemon, lemon, lemon. Eventually, he died. And the family members, children's, all they had their businesses, jobs. So they just dispersed and sell off the land where they were their ancestral home. And after a couple of years, when this person was excavating the place, trying to build something else on that place, below the lemon tree, he found the treasure. So this person who was dying, he was thinking at the last moment, where I have drew the treasure. I have hidden my treasure, take it out and use it. But they could not understand what he was saying. So eventually the court came, and the parties are now fighting. We sell the land. They are saying, because we purchased the land, along with the land, we have purchased this also. This is our also. So this case is going on. So material attachment is so strong. If we don't cultivate the right consciousness, then at the time of fag end of our life, we will be cheated by our mind. When this material attachments, because of the years and years, lifetime after lifetime impression, they have become so strong, it is very difficult to overturn them. So question come, if they are so strong, we know about their reality, why we do it? So Bhagavad Gita again, Lord says, the yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipashyatah vedavada ratah partha nanyadastiti vadinah. कामात्मानः स्वर्गपरा जन्म कर्म फलप्रदाम क्रिया विशेष बहुलाम भोग ऐश्वर्य गतिम प्रतिम. इन शॉर्ट, पीपल एवरीवेयर दे आर दोज हु आर नॉन रिलीजियस, दे डोंट नो एनीथिंग अबाउट, लैक ऑफ नॉलेज देयर, नो अवेयरनेस. पीपल दोज हु नो, दे हैव रेड मेनली दिस वैदिक और कर्मकांडिक स्क्रिप्चर्स, दे टॉक इन अ सच अ वे दैट दे आर चार्म्ड बाय द फ्लावरी वर्ड्स ऑफ द वेदास and scriptures and karmakandis, especially karmakandas, dharma shastras. So they are charmed in a such a way that they are attracted to the promises of these scriptures, and they are completely engulfed in them, accepting it as all in all, and they are not concerned with what will happen after death. Up to they are just planning swarga and narka and bhuloka. They are not thinking beyond how to get out of this. Just like a person in a prison house, he is thinking about and worried, what will happen to my own cell? Where will I go? What should I eat? What should I wear? Only this much concern. If I get the next room, that will be better. If I go to this condition, it will be hellish. So he is concerned about this, but he is not thinking about coming out of the jail. So this is the proposition or offering given by the Karmakandi Shastra, which entangles people. And it is presented in a such a way that easily they are just charmed everyone's heart. So one may say, I will live a very good, religious, pious life without harming anyone. So can I be saved from the sinful life? The answer is no. Why? Because even while breathing, we have seen some people who follow some other faith. They put mask and walk, and especially in sadhus in that community, they put mask and walk. And while walking, they know when we breathe, we engulf so many animals. While we eat, we just take so many small microbes and we kill them. We are, because we inhale them, they are died. We are responsible for their death. If we do not perfect our life in proper way, then we are liable for their death, and we will be punished. So when we are walking, you don't know what is there underneath. You have shoes, your feet are protected. But while walking, you kill so many elements. So many insects are killed without your knowledge. You go in a vehicle, you are going through. On the roadside, the dogs and other animals are visible, they are died. Somebody hit them. But what about the other animals which you can't see even your eyes? You killing them. So very difficult. No one can say, I can live a sinless life in this world. Because this world is designed in such a way, either you suffer or go out. But there is no place that you can be living in this world and not be affected. So why people perform this kind of sinful activities? Or so they are trying to enjoy in this world, they are not able to. Shastra restrict them and they are fearful. So because of this fear, to get rid of this fear, they take another path, midway. Instead of going to direct way of bhakti, they choose a second alternative. What is that? I can have my sinful activities also, but I will counter it by atonement. So this way they think, if I don't counter it, I will be punished. So nobody wants to get punished. So to save myself, what I should do? I should be doing some atonement, some prayaschitta. So we hear this example. And the second way is, because I have enjoying tendency, it will be interrupted if I don't atone. The second reason. First is fear of punishment. Why people atone? Fear of punishment. Second is, if I don't atone, my enjoyment, sense gratification will be interrupted. So just to continue my enjoyment in this world, I need to do some atonement or some ritualistic activities which counters effect. So in this regard, regarding the fear of punishment, Valmiki Rishi was transformed because of this reason only. He was a hunter who was half killing the animals, and Narada Muni goes there and advises him, kill him fully. But still, he says, I am killing for them my family members. He says, ask them if they are ready to take what is coming in the form of reactions. Everybody says no. Then he comes back to his senses and asks Narada Muni, what should I do? And then Narada Muni advises him and he goes, in today's time when people have no time, disease, very much affected. Everyone says, I have no time. Think of a situation where ISKCON Brahmachari goes and he meets somebody like hunter, and then he sees in the clear picture, you are going to suffer. Please give up this activity. He says, wait, I'm going home. We'll ask them for whom I'm doing this activity. I should ask them. They will share it. And by the time this person comes, because the Brahmachari wants to do so many activities, so many things, he just goes there and involves other activity. And there's nobody to address him. Now, whom he should take shelter? So while preaching, while doing outdoor activities, outreach programs, we commit so many mistakes like this. We advise the person and without waiting for his response sometimes, we just go away from that place and the person is left behind just to suffer again. If the Narada Muni would not have waited there for Valmiki Rishi to come or this hunter to come back, we would not have heard this beautiful narration of Lord Ramchandra's pastime in the form of Ramayana. World has not seen the great sage Narada Muni, Valmiki, who has given shelter to Mother Lakshmi in the form of Mother Sita and their two children. The many sages have taken shelter of this. So while doing this preaching activities and outreach program, we should be very much patient. People will take their own time to get transformation or receive the message and respond to the message and or to open up. Second, here is but the punishment also, it differs from person to person. Just like in the Mahabharata, one place it is mentioned that you cannot give one kind of punishment to all the people. The one person who has mentality of Shudra, there is no point giving him punishment because he will not reform. Because he has no knowledge, no disposition, neither the karma to improve himself. So this kind of person who has a Shudra mentality, they cannot be reformed by giving punishment to them. There is no punishment for them. Just leave them as they are. Second is, punishment referred to Vaishyas is those who have mentality of Vaishya, for them is give them financial punishment, because Shastra mentions the Vaishyas are allowed to lie even for making more profits. So they are allowed, and this is sinful also, but they are attached to the money only. Take away their money, that will be more painful than the cutting their own limbs sometimes. So if you beat him, there is no point beating him. Take his money, he will be next time very much careful, and he will remember lifelong this punishment. Those who truly in the Vaishya mentality, those who are with the mentality of Kshatriyas, they are very much powerful, and they think that their arms, they can provide protection, shelter to so many people, and nobody can obstruct them. Give them the physical punishment, take away their power, take away their controlling mentality, and this way, when they are humiliated, they are powerless, then they feel like they are punished. Otherwise, taking away money from them, giving no punishment to them, has no point. Take away their strength. That will be real punishment for the people who are with the mentality of Kshatriyas. Fourth, those who are with the disposition or with the qualities of the Brahmanas, for them, just remind them in the public. If they are reminded, if truly they are with that kind of disposition, if the individual is personally given some feedback on some corner where no one knows, but still they will reform immediately. What to speak of giving reminder to them in the public? They will never think of committing this kind of any activity or any mistake that has happened from them or with them in the past. They will immediately reform. So, vacho dandam brahmananam, it is said. And there is no punishment for the shudras. But today's system, everyone is considered to be in the same line, given same kind of punishment. That's why we see there is no transformation, other the people become averse and behave kind of thing. Repeatedly they are getting punished. Thief is put into the prison, he comes out, again he continues the same thing. He is not ready to transform, because the punishment which was given to him, it was not proper or according to him. Not according to him, but he was not proper for the person because of his disposition or mentality. If you would have given discrete punishment from which he can transform, that will be a best and ideal for him. So promises given this kind of scriptures, when we go for the atonement, it is like in these scriptures is like Shloka says, Yugaitam Nimishena. But you see, the promise is like Yugaitam, but they receive only Nimisha. Our promises due to the atonement, what we supposed to get is ocean, but we get only a drop. So this is the reality of this kind of promises given in the scriptures. So in Gita, there is one shloka comes, Karmanyeva adhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadachan. We have right to perform our activity. We cannot go away from them or run away from there. Nobody can sit idle. He has to perform. But results are beyond our control. Somebody says, by atonement we can receive this result. No, it is not true. Because we see by our own experience, it is not happening. Two students studying in the same class, almost put the same effort, but their results are different. Two businessmen in same organization, following same protocols, perform activity, they get different amount of money. So this way it shows that the activity is not only all in all, which will give you result. If it is the case, then there are so many people, we have heard the stories. They have come back again just to suffer because of their many lifetime before they have performed some sinful activity. If the atonement was a result, pious activities was the counter to this, they would have reformed. They would not have to suffer. But it was. When the person goes to Yamraj, he is asked, where you want to go? Hell or heaven? If the counter or atonement works, pious activity counters the impious activities, then there should not be the question, okay, this minus this, you get this much hell, issuance, or this minus this, you get this much period, heaven. You are supposed to stay 2 years in the heaven, but because 1 year stay was there in the hell, now you have to suffer. Now, this is minus by this, and 1 year in heaven, you are free. This never happens. So, these promises will never fructify. You have to experience both heaven and hell. Whatever you have performed, it can never be nullified. It can be eradicated, or you can be given full forgiveness just by performance of devotion service. So Shastra also mentions one thing. The one we saw, the punishments should be vary from the person to person as per their mental disposition. Now we'll see age-wise. The one who has performed sinful activities, Shastra says, till the 5 years age, it is very mild and gentle because their mental capacity has not developed, alpamedasha, and they are very innocent. Sometimes it is performed in ignorance, and they are also not capable to understand these things. So very meager results they get of their sinful activities. For example, is that one sage was punished by Yamaraj, and he was reminded that Rama was younger. The second is from 5 to 15, if the person is growing up, gradually its reaction also becomes stronger and stronger. Increase in the intensity as well as quantity. Suppose previously up to age of 5, you were given 1 rupee. Now from 5 to 15, you will be seeing 7 to 10 rupees out of 10. And then gradually it reaches to peak, and it will remain on peak till the end of our life or any individual's life. This is the way how it is designed for the people to suffer or get reactions of their activities. It is not always the same, but varies from the age to age of the person as he grows up and matures at a certain age. So some people might say, others have caused my suffering, but the Shastra also says, no, others have not caused your suffering. The cause of every jiva's suffering is he himself. Svakrite neva bhunjante dukhina cha dukhani cha sukhani cha svakrite neva bhunjane. It has come to me because of my own misdeeds. Nobody else is responsible for this condition of life. Stop blaming others or justifying on the name of others. But if you accept, from there you can start the process of rectification. So we are all responsible for our activities. There's one shloka which comes in the Mahabharata, which says why we should not perform sinful activities. Because it is always there in the, just like with the great endeavors and atonement when we do, we put great endeavor and very alpashukam. So like ocean of atonement, and there is a drop of we receive in the form of modification or pious activity or whatever you say. At the same time, the sin performed, it multiplies. How it is? He gives an example. When the person expresses a desire to eat meat, for that one animal will be killed. All those people who are eating, they will suffer. The killing or reaction of the killing of that animal. All these people, one animal was killed, but all these people will suffer for one animal. All these people will be implicated. They have to experience the same amount or level of experience. Secondly, he says, those who have eaten is the last. First, who has expressed desire, one who has sanctioned it, financed it, one who has cooked it, one who has brought it, one who has sold it. All these people, 6 people, will be in the chakra and get the same amount of result, killing one animal. So one animal was killed, the 6 people will suffer killing of one animal each. So this way it is, exponentially increases. And all these people, one animal was not eaten by one person, many people eat. So all these people will suffer. So that's why the little enjoyment is there in committing sin, but the result or reaction is very high. So that's why a sane person will prefer not to do it, somehow or other. But there are other way of looking into it. Shastra also says that there is no sin when you kill these 6 kind of people. Prabhupada mentions in 6 aggressors. Same people has been narrated in the one script shloka also. So one who has burned the house, one who has given poison, one who has stolen your riches, one who has killed a sleeping person, one who has usurped land and property by cheating, and one who has kidnapped the wife. These 6 aggressors can be killed by anyone and there is no reaction to it. If you kill this person, you have no reaction, kind of akarma. So this person may say, oh, I have performed this sinful activity, how he may not find it. Nobody has seen me. I perform in dark. I perform in seclusion. Nobody saw me. Nobody knows it. So Shastra again, Mahabharata says that just like among the thousand cows, a calf finds mother and gets the milk. Similarly, a person may be hidden in the world, but he will receive the karma of his past misdeeds just like the cow, this calf finds his mother. There will be no doubt. There should be no doubt in anyone's mind regarding this. Similarly, as also gives the example, like, so shall you reap. As you sow, so shall you reap. Jo bij dalenge, waisa hi phal aap payenge. So, actually we see some people are trying, so many things are there, but they try to save themselves by the atonement. So what happens by atonement is the only we saw. It cannot be counteracted fully. Only your receiving you karma or reaction by you is delayed sometimes. Because you have performed, you have fetched the time for yourself. And secondly, it may postponed for the years, days, months, or sometime lifetime, but eventually you will receive. Same we have seen in the history of the Dhritarashtra. Why he suffered so much, his sons killed, he has to hear all these things. Because he has performed many lifetime back something for which he has received so late respond. Or sometimes the response may be immediate or delayed. It is less severe in nature because of you have performed sudden atonement. So these three situations are happening. But there are people we hear. The Duryodhana, Karna and Jarasandha, they are also performing Karma Kandiya, they are externally religious, but still they had to be killed and they suffer a lot because they were externally religious but they are not dedicated to the Lord. So they were also implicated. They have hidden agendas in everything they did. So Duryodhana was so religious that he was able to charm even Balramji. Balramji was ready to hand her sister Subhadra to him, but somehow by the Lord's intervention he could. So Karna was competing with the Arjuna and he wanted to become better archer and kill him. So because of his disposition to achieve that goal, he shot the way of charity. He became very charitable, but the intentions were wrong. That's why he was also destroyed. In Mahabharata, if you see the Jarasandha, when the description of Jarasandha come, he was had a divine birth. The sage meditates and give the fruit, mothers eat it, and he has taken birth, two halves and the joint, and he becomes king. It was predicted that he will become the king of all kings. Nobody can defeat him in the battle. That was his benediction. His fame will be all places. He will be subservient to the sadhus, religious principle, elderly people. He will protect his citizens, all these gold qualities. But one flaw was there. He will not be surrendered to the Lord. All these karmakandiya scriptures and other things he will follow, but he will not be dedicated to his life. That's why he was also destroyed. So this concept of atonement is not only in the Vedic scriptures, but also in the other scriptures also. Sometimes in Christianity we hear, so confession boxes are there, people go in seclusion. Here people are actively doing certain things and they are getting results very meager. But over there, just by speaking to someone, some priest, how can you get rid of your papa or sinful activities? Eventually they will receive. But they may be happy for a time being. Eventually they will receive. So when these people performing these sinful activities or atonement, how they perform this atonement, it has 9 categories. I just list them because time is very short. So, Abhishasta, the first is public confession. They go in public and they confess their mistake. Like a beggar, they go and ask the person forgiveness. Sometimes they are forgiven, sometimes they are not. But they did the activity of atonement, informing the person whom they have hurt. Second is Anutapa. They repent. Oh, how can I commit this kind of sinful activities? In future, I will not repeat this. And they repeatedly go through that and they are able to overcome that. And not atone in this way. by continuous repentance. Third, they perform some kind of physical austerity, taking vow, sitting in the heat, in the deep water, or not eating, or some other activities like this. Fourth, they perform yajna, homa, or sacrifices just to counteract their sinful activities or atone it. Japa, sometimes they do japa also, Vedic prayers, Vedic mantras, they jap sometimes loudly, sometimes audibly, sometimes murmuring, sometimes fourth is in mind. This fourth way they, because we have no time, so we cannot elaborate. So japa. Seventh is dan. They perform charity of various kinds just to get rid of their sinful activities. Then sometimes people short the way of upavas, fasting, on various ways, and they try to atone their activities. And then performing the vrata. Take severe some vows, like Bhishma is one of the example. Prabhupada's mother also took vow that till my child asking, I will eat from the left hand. So they take vows and accordingly they live. And the fulfillment happens in them. Sometimes people take shelter of Tirtha. I will visit holy places and get rid of this. Or I will visit this temple. So this kind of, these are the nine ways people try to do atonement. But the severe atonement, see, there is four varnas and four ashrams are given. In that, vanaprastha ashram is considered to be very austere. Because in grastha life, in a regulated grastha life, they have done, procreated one or two children, lived in some facility. For that, they are asked to atone severe kind of penances. That was atonement they are prescribed. So these are the severe. So small activity, but the vast endeavor has to be performed. So we know the story of Vishnujan Maharaj. How severely this happened. He gave up his life just by asking Prabhupada, and then without consulting anyone, he just conducted himself. So there was one story of his teacher recently told that the teacher was biased toward one student. He always pointed out his faults, mistakes and other things. The Guru Patni also knew this, and she once asking, why you behave this way? Why you are biased to this child? He's so brilliant. He's performing so well, better than the others. He said, I love this child the most. But the problem is, if I show my affection towards him, he will not be able. I have to be like sculptor, hammer him so that he can become the very beautiful and great and whatever he does in the life. And this statement was heard by the student. The student came and he was so frustrated, he wanted to kill the teacher by throwing the stone on him. And he heard this conversation that my teacher loves me and I want to kill him. So next day he asked, so what is atonement for the person, or prayaschitta for the person who thinks of killing his own teacher? He says he has to commit suicide. And sure enough, this boy commits suicide, and later on this teacher has to regret. So this kind of straightforward and very severe kind of atonements are given in the scriptures. But when Mahaprabhu sees how Mahaprabhu behaved, he sees the Subuddhi Rai. He was contaminated by the Sampar Yamuna, and he sees him and he says, don't try to commit suicide by following this Vedic ways. Just go to Vrindavan and serve the devotees. Whoever comes, if they have stomachache, feed them with the curd and rice and perform devotional service, everything will be alright. So these are the, this way Mahaprabhu advises him in a very mild way. So similarly, our acharyas also, they do not advertise. Narada Muni meets Valmiki, and he, after meeting him, he says, you perform so many activities, he do not ask him to atone. He says him straightforward, sit here and chant Lord Ram's name. If you not able to chant, say Mara. So second example is the prostitute. She has committed so many sins, slept with so many people. She is supposed to be suffering. But Hridas says, go, whatever you have, just distribute it, shave your head, sit here, and the Lord will take care. Devotees will come and all the necessities of your life will be fulfilled. So So this way we hear all these people are advising in our parampara and giving very milder way than the path of atonement. If you come to the path of devotion, it will always be protected. So once you come here, you can, whatever vasanas you have after coming to bhakti, you can replace it by experiencing the higher test of devotion service. Vishayan vinivartante niraharasya dehina raso varjam raso pasya param drishtva nivartate. This way you can be saved. Second, all of our activities should be centered around pleasing to Lord. Yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samacharam. So this way you will be protected, and at the end, yadi kuriyat pramadena yogi karma vigarhitam yoge naiva dadeyad amho nanyat tatra kadachana. Even if accidentally you have performed this sinful activity after coming to devotional activities also, devotional life also, by mistake if it happens occasionally, there is no worry. Just continue the devotional process, all the sins or activities or reactions will be countered. Not intentionally you are doing, but because you want to continue devotional service, you will be protected. And lastly, Lord was so heavy, and he says, Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam sharanam raja. And he thinks, and later on he realizes, I am going, and who will take care of them? Nobody is coming to my path. So he advises Uddhava that just have a faith and know the truth that the sense gratification due to suffering, you will have to see suffer. And by doing this, whomever continues to perform devotional activity, although he may sometimes slips, but again and again he can comes back, and having faith, performs devotional service, remains steady, that person will be protected and consider him to be my devotee only. Test for hearing, even though hearing, chanting and serving the Lord should be there, even though you are disgusted with or repeatedly falling, but still maintaining the remaining on the path, you will be protected. So lastly, Brahma says in his shloka, Tattenu kambam susukmekshamanu. One, we started with the karmana, the sins performed by mind, words and body. Here, Brahmaji says, Tattenu kambam susukmekshamanu. In Bunjan evan kritam vipakam, hidvag bapu vihir vidadhan namaste. So we are become eligible for liberation just by offering obeisances to the Lord, and by putting him, glorifying him, surrendering this body to him. So hrida vag bapur bhir to the Lord, and then we will be protected and eventually into the abode of the Lord. So Nityanand Prabhu has come in this world. Lord Chaitanya was ready to kill Jagai and Madai, but Nityanand Prabhu comes in between and interrupts. Please do not kill them. And Jagai Madai do not take path of atonement, although perform so much heaps of sins. They just go and serve the devotees, and whatever comes they tolerate. In this way, since the Nityananda Trayodashi is coming, it is said that Prema Matta Nityananda Krupa Avatar Uttama Adhavam Kichu Na Kare Vichar. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful, he do not consider who is qualified, who is not qualified. He is ready to give his mercy to everyone, anyone and everyone. In this way, we can pray to him the way he has saved Jagai and Madai. Our sinful tendency he can destroy after coming to our own lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.